Morning Watch, laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land for the building up of the church as a body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 2. Inheriting the all-inclusive Christ as a good land by taking heed to his words of advice and warnings, and by receiving his renewed training to have our inner man renewed day by day. Lord's Day, related verses. Hebrews 4, verses 2 and 6. For indeed, we have had the good news announced to us, even as they also. But the word heard did not profit them, not being mixed together with faith in those who heard. Verse 6. Since therefore it remains that some should enter into it, and those who formerly had the good news announced to them did not enter because of disobedience. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substantiation of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 4. For I do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Psalms 106, verses 24 through 25. Then they despised the pleasant land. They did not believe in his word. Rather, they murmured in their tents. They did not listen to the voice of Jehovah. Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. And he humbled you and let you go hungry and fed you the manna, which you had never known nor your fathers had ever known, so that he might make you know that man lives not by bread alone, but that man lives by everything that proceeds out from the mouth of Jehovah. Matthew 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God.